you are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's up, Trey? What's happening?
What's popping, man? Merry Christmas to all y'all out there. We are here with your starts and sits, regardless of holiday. It's playoff time, and we getting to it.
Absolutely, Trey. You're absolutely right. And guys, we're giving away a Manscaped Performance Package on this very show. We already got some people that are already in. Albert, sup, fellas? What's happening, Albert? You're in there, buddy. Got you in there. And Tommy says, ho, ho, ho. Absolutely. Hey, it's like he knew I was wearing the hat already, Trey. Tommy, welcome, buddy. You know I got you on there. You already won one performance package from us. I don't know what you're going to do with the second one if you win, but I guess we're going to find out. Sir Bong's a lot in the clouds, as always. As always. Let me get Tommy in there. Let me get Sir Bong's a lot.
Yeah, and Tommy, if he wins, you know, he just gifts it to someone else. You know, tis the season, baby.
Tis the season indeed, Trey. But we are here for a reason, and we got to do some starts and sits this week, Trey. Fantasy playoffs. It's me and you in the Bandy Bowl this year. But let's go ahead and jump into the first game, Trey. This week, we've got the Falcons versus the Ravens.
Over-under for this game is 40 points. Vegas has the Ravens winning by 7. It's a tough call for me because of the Ravens just being terrible on offense. I actually think the Falcons get the dub here.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with you. It's, the offense is kind of messed up even for the Falcons too. Desmond Ritter's trying to figure things out, but they got a decent run game. So I'm going to go with the Falcons winning this game as well, Trey. But let's jump to some Falcons starts, Trey. I like Tyler Allgeier as a start. I mean, we talked about it a little bit on the waiver wire show. I think Tyler Allgeier, they're just trying to get him reps, get him going. And it makes me scared to start Cordarrelle Patterson, honestly. But I know if you got him, a lot of you are going to start him. And I like Drake London as a start here, actually. He's been trending up in the weeks going, and I like it, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, Drake London, you know, with Desmond Ritter, they've got kind of a connection forming, and they're going to need it if they plan on winning a Super Bowl like Desmond Ritter wants to. Obviously not going to happen this year. But Tyler Allgeier, man, I think he's probably going to get over 100 yards. You know, I think I called that before, but I think he gets over 100 yards in this game. I think you should start him up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's going to happen. I think he's a great start, Trey. But let's roll to the Ravens. Let's roll to the Ravens here. And that's going to take me immediately to my start of the week. I got J.K. Dobbins as my start of the week. Trey, I know you like that one. Trey rocking J.K. Dobbins against me in the Bandy Bowl this week. He seems to be the only bright spot on the Ravens team. Duvernay is on IR, and I felt like he was something that was, you know, good going on over there. But it's looking like J.K. Dobbins is going to be your guy. DeMarcus Robinson, if I had to take a wide receiver on this team, I mean, it would have to be DeMarcus Robinson. And, I mean, I'd be just horrified with starting him, but he's the only one I could even trust. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt.
His team is a mess, Trey, and, I mean, that's as far as I go with my starts and sits for him.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy because Mark Andrews, you know, that at the beginning of the year, he was the second best tight end for the first half of the year. But at this point, I mean, there's 15 guys I'd probably start over Mark Andrews. I mean, he's going to get you, what, 6 points, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe. And guys, if you're watching on Facebook, guys, jump over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like this video. We're giving away a Manscaped performance package valued at $130 on this very show. I'm just going to show you what's up here. I got the Wheel of Destiny here. I got a couple entries on here already. All you have to do is subscribe to the channel, like this video, and comment on this live video. And I'm going to put you on the list, and your chance is as good as anybody else. So it's going to happen.
And I see Albert says he benched Andrews for Evan Engram. great work there, Albert. That was a bold move, but it was good. Evan Engram did his thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I also played Evan Engram over Dallas Goedert this week. So far, that's looking like a good call, but we're going to see. And Derek says, can't believe we're getting to the end of the season already. No doubt, Derek. That's my boy. I know that guy, man. He's a good dude. I'm going to go ahead and put you on the list, Derek, for the Manscaped giveaway. I hope you're subscribed on YouTube over there. I'm pretty sure you are, but if you don't mind, buddy, jumping over there and subscribing. That way, if you win, it's all yours.
There you go.
But let's go ahead and move to the next game, Trey. We've got the Lions versus the Panthers.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Lions winning by 3. I love the Lions to win this game. I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions didn't win out and make the playoffs. I mean, they're kind of the underdog right now, but I'm rooting for them in all aspects. I love every bit of it.
I mean, how can you not, bro? How can you not root for the Lions right now, dude? They are just red hot. I mean, people with Lions players are in the playoffs right now, and I love it, Trey.
No doubt. Jumping into my Lions starts, Jared Goff in 2 quarterback is an easy start. I think he's possibly even streamable in single quarterback. You know, there's probably some better options, but if you're stuck with Jared Goff, it's not going to kill you. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you got to start that dude up. I know DJ Chark had a bad week. I think you should start him back this week. I think he comes back and does a lot better this week. DeAndre Swift, I think you start him up. I think they're kind of, you know, he's finally gotten healthy and they're working him in. And Jamal Williams, you can't risk it. But I think he bounces back. I think he gets his, you know, rushing touchdown, his little one, so he can be the leader again. But that's really all I think he's going to get. So I wouldn't really risk Jamal Williams. And Brock Wright. I mean, I might start Brock Wright over Mark Andrews, crazy Ooh. Enough.
Jeez, I mean, that might be the right decision. I don't know, buddy.
but jumping to my Panthers starts, we got DJ Moore at the top of that list because anytime I think of the Panthers, all I think is DJ Moore needs a better team. Chuba Hubbard, you got to start him. And if you're desperate in 2 quarterback, I mean – you can go Sam Darnold. We talked about our waiver show. I mean, it's tough out here in these streets for super flex leagues. You could do worse than Sam Darnold. You know, you could be starting Russell Wilson or something. I would do Sam Darnold over Russell Wilson for sure. And Terrence Marshall Jr. in deeper leagues, I think he has a good game. I'm not saying he goes crazy, but I think he has a good game.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I did see that the Lions-Panthers might be a rainy game, so that might be something to monitor. But, yeah. You go Sam Darnold over Russell Wilson, huh?
I would.
Wow. I mean, I get it. I completely get it. And Cody popping in saying, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Cody. Speaking of Cody, last week he won the DeAndre Swift signed jersey, and he sent me a little something he wanted to share with you guys. So congratulations, Cody. Congratulations, buddy. DeAndre Swift signed jersey. We are men of our words. If we say you're going to win it, then you're going to win it, baby.
That's right.
Great stuff. Albert's got something popping in. I need a Hurts replacement. Hey, so does Trey. Who do you like between Daniel Jones or Gardner Minshew, Trey?
Albert, that's a good question, man. You know, if I had Daniel Jones, that might be somebody I would pivot to. I'm rolling with the Minshew mania. But between them two, I think Daniel Jones been consistent enough. I mean, Daniel Jones was the reason I won last week because he didn't do that great. But I think that he has a bounce back week, and I think I would start Daniel Jones over Gardner Minshew just for the consistency and from what you've seen that you know that he can do it.
My only concern is that they're going to lean heavy on that run game, you know, like they like to do. I mean, all the design runs they generally have for Jalen Hurts, there's no way Minshew's going to be pulling that stuff off. I mean, I could see him, you know, maybe getting 22 yards on the ground and just because, you know, he's scrambling. But I don't know. I think I'd probably go Minshew also, though. Honestly, it's the better team. He's got a supporting cast around him to help him make things happen, and I could see it. And Tommy says, Lions versus Packers, week 18 for the last playoff spot. I got the Packers winning. I got a lot of Packers on my fantasy team. I'm glad it's week 18, so all that'll be done with because I'm going Lions, Tommy. I know you're a Packers fan, and I'm sorry about your luck, buddy, but, I mean, the Lions, man, they have just been going too hard in the paint to not make it. The Packers, you've been there. You had your chance. Let someone else get in there.
Exactly.
No offense, buddy. Awesome. Guys, don't forget, if you're watching, go ahead and pop a comment in there so we can put you on the list for the Manscaped Performance Package giveaway. It's about to go down. But let's go ahead and pop over to the next game, Trey. And we got your team, the Seahawks versus the Chiefs.
Over-under for this game is 48 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by 10. If I'm betting on this game, I'm betting on the Chiefs to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle didn't give them a run for their money.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I hope it's a great game. I mean, Houston had them on the ropes last week. So, I also have the Chiefs winning, but I want the Seahawks to win. but let's hop to some Seahawks starts. I like Geno as a start in this matchup, Trey, and, Kenneth Walker, start him up. And I really like, and this was almost my flex start of the week, but I just felt like J.K. Dobbins had the better matchup, and that's Marquise Goodwin. Tyler Lockett broke his finger, so Marquise Goodwin is going to hop up to that second receiver role, and we've seen him be fantasy relevant as the third receiver. So as the second, I like my chances, Trey, and I'm starting him up in the Bandy Bowl this week.
No doubt.
And obviously, you're going to start DK Metcalf. And that's something, guys. You know, I forgot to mention it this episode, but start your studs. If you have a question about one of these studs, throw it in the comments. Not only will you be entered in the Manscaped giveaway, but we will help you answer it. But a lot of these guys, we may not even, you know, mention their names because it's just obvious you're going to start them. Let's see. Austin says, hey, just popping in here. I need to start 2.5 PPR. D-Hop, Mixon, Pittman, Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, man. So just right off the bat, I immediately think D-Hop and Mixon. You know, I understand that D-Hop doesn't have his go-to quarterback throwing to him, but he's still a monster. The only thing, like, definitely Mixon for sure, but the only thing is that D-Hop's really kind of been tapped out at about 15 points, and Deontay Johnson has a little bit of a higher ceiling with what he's working with, but, man, it's just hard for me to start Deontay Johnson over D-Hop, so I've got to go D-Hop and Mixon.
I agree. I agree with you. I don't know, maybe Pittman with Nick Foles over there, buddy. What do you think? Nick Foles going to do something?
I don't want to do anything in the playoffs that I haven't seen yet.
I agree. I'll go D-Hop also. Deontay Johnson, yeah, he's been doing better, but will he continue to be that guy? I don't know. I dropped him, you know, but now it's playoff time, and now he's doing good. So go figure.
Austin, make sure you're subscribed to the channel, and we'll enter you into the Manscaped Performance Package giveaway.
Absolutely. And he says, New England defense scares me. Only 3 rushing touchdowns against them all season.
Yeah, I get that. But that, Mixon gets some targets too. So, you know, who knows? But I just feel like starting your running back, especially, I mean, the volume alone, you know, if they shut down somehow shut down the passing game, then they're going to rely on Mixon. So,
Facebook user says Chiefs. Listen, Facebook user, man, jump over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and we'll put your name on the list, man, for the Manscaped giveaway. I got a few entries already, guys. Keep them comments coming. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and I'm popping you in there. Austin, I got you in there, buddy. But great stuff. But let's go to some Chiefs starts, Trey. I like Isaiah Pacheco as a start here. I think he does well against the Seahawks. Most people do. And I'm starting Juju up. And Jerick McKinnon is a must start. Might be a league winner, Trey.
Yeah, man. Jerick McKinnon, it's crazy, but he's doing his thing, and you got to start him. I mean, Mahomes loves his dude. It's like the Mahomes' new favorite person to throw it to besides Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, McKinnon is a beast, bro. But that's all I got for the Chiefs. I mean, anything else you feel like throwing in there?
No, I mean, you know, Juju didn't have a bad week last week. I mean, if you're flexing him, you probably already got him in there. I think he has a good week, so should be all right.
How about Marquez Valdez-Scantling? You feel like throwing him out there against the Seahawks?
I don't know about that one. I think McKinnon kind of takes those targets that MVS wants, you know, so I'd rather rely on McKinnon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Jason Cooper, Merry Christmas, friends. Been an amazing year and looking forward to a new year. That's right. Commissioner Cooper from TSS Fantasy. We got a segment over there, guys. Check those guys out. And Coop, you're in there, buddy. I'm going to put you on the list, man. You look like you could use some manscaping, man. Tommy says, I'm rolling with Dak, Waddle, Higgins, CMC, Barkley, Dobbins in the flex, Justin Tucker, Broncos D, and what tight end, Freiermuth or Juwan Johnson?
Well, let me tell you, Freiermuth put up 0 points last week. Juwan Johnson had 2 touchdowns. Recency bias says Juwan Johnson. Chris Olave's out of the game, says Juwan Johnson. I'm going Juwan Johnson, baby.
He's literally going Juwan Johnson because I saw him pick up Juwan Johnson and put him in his lineup against your boy in the Bandy Bowl. So, look, Freiermuth, yeah, he had a rough week last week. But, I mean, either one of these guys can lay you a goose egg this week. That's the scary part.
A question real quick.
Yeah.
How many games has Pat Freiermuth gotten 2 touchdowns?
I don't know.
Has Juwan he had Johnson, all? Baby. I don't think he has it all. Juwan Johnson's had 2.
He's got a couple, yeah. He's got a couple. So I would go Juwan just because Olave's out, and who else are they going to give it to? I mean, Taysom Hill, maybe?
Hmm? Maybe. Mm-hmm. I got him, too.
I saw. And Coop says, I stay shaved, homie. I don't get to marry a lawyer off my bank account, I assure you. As my boy over there. Guys, and I see there's a lot of people watching right now, guys. Check out, go over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and like the video. Comment on this video, and I'm going to put you on the list, and you're going to have a chance to win a $130 Manscaped performance package. It could be yours. I mean, ask Tommy in the comments. He got one last time, and it's Christmas, baby. It's
Christmas. Yeah, all you got to do is drop a comment and subscribe, guys. It's real simple, and bam, you're entered. You're on the Wheel of Destiny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But let's shoot to the next game, Trey. Next, we got the Saints versus the Browns.
Over-under for this game is 36 points. Vegas has the Browns winning by 3. I like the Browns to win this game. The Browns have really just kind of been stepping it up, you know, I think despite Deshaun Watson. I think that their defense has really stepped it up. And Deshaun Watson is still not, you know, where I want him to be on that team, but I think that they end up pulling the victory.
Yeah, I agree. I just the Browns supporting cast. I mean, Deshaun has been getting better, you know. I think I'm going to agree with you, buddy. I'm going to go Browns in this game.
But jumping into my Browns starts, Donovan Peoples-Jones, it's scary, but they look for him in the red zone. I mean, he has great touchdown upside, and hopefully he gets a couple more targets this game than he did last week. Amari Cooper will get you 10 points, so if that's what you want, start him up. David Njoku is the go-to, okay? I think he's the second-best tight end in the league right now, aside from Kelsey. I mean, I'm loving Njoku. I mean, he looks great on the field. He passes the eye test. He's getting the targets. Deshaun Watson loves him. This dude's a beast. Blows through defenders. You got to start up David Njoku. And Deshaun Watson in a 2QB, but I'd rather start Sam Darnold. And so there's that. Nick Chubb, there was some iffy stuff in practice about maybe him not playing. Looks like he is going to play. So start him up. Don't start Hunt. If Chubb ended up some reason not playing, then, you know, Hunt's a worthy start, I think.
Yeah. You know, Deshaun over Sam Darnold. I have to disagree with that just because I like how Deshaun has gotten better and better. That Saints defense can be tough, though. So I could see why Darnold having the better matchup with the Lions might be the right call. But I like Deshaun. I like Deshaun as a start. But real quick, we got a question. Facebook user, pop over to YouTube. Put us a comment in there, man. I don't know who you are, but tight end question. Schultz versus the Eagles or Kmet versus the Bills, Trey?
This is an easy one for me. It's Kmet versus the Bills. And I know what you're thinking, the Bills defense, blah, blah, blah. But all of the wide receivers on the Bears are hurt right now. Kmet is going to get the targets. Volume alone is going to give him fantasy value. I bet his targets probably double Schultz at the end of the day. So I'm going with Kmet.
Oh, and it's Roop. My bad. Roop, there it is. Buddy, I got you on the list here. Roop. Got you, buddy. Got you. You're in there.
And I say worried about the Bills defense, but the Schultz is going against the Eagles, so both defenses are tough. But yeah, I'm definitely rolling Kmet.
I like it. I like it a lot, Trey.
But jump into my Saints starts. Let's get into some Saints starts. So, obviously, Chris Olave Garden is out. So, there's no breadsticks. They're sold out. So, you're going to have to do some other things, like start Juwan Johnson at tight end. Taysom Hill, I think you can throw him out there over a lot of these guys. You know, he tends to do better when people are injured and out of the game. The less people they have to depend on, the more they depend on Taysom Hill. Alvin Kamara, you got to start him up. And my start of the week, Raheed Shaheed, baby. You got to start this dude up. He's been really getting the targets and getting the red zone looks. And he's the best wide receiver on the team in this game. So you got to put him out there.
Yeah, Raheed Shaheed, I think. It's fun to say, even funner to play. I love me some Raheed Shaheed. I like it. Yeah, sounds good, buddy. I like it a lot. But guys, we got something going on here this week only. We got your boy Trey over there against your boy Bandy here in the semifinal showdown for the Bandy Bowl this week. Trey, tell me your thoughts. It's me versus you, buddy. Are you afraid? Are you scared? Are you having problems sleeping here?
So coming into the to me winning last week and everything, I was on a high. I was ready to go. Then it starts looking like hurts his shoulder. You know, he's been carrying me throughout the year. He's not playing, so I'm struggling. Then my boy Chris Olave gets out due to a hammy. I'm nervous. But I got me some KJ Osborne in there, and I'm going Minshew Mania, baby. I'm rolling with it. I could go Derek Carr, but I like Minshew Mania more this week. I just think that he comes out and just throws some bombs. I mean, he's got the offense around him, and I know the script is already written for people to say Jalen Hurts is not a great quarterback. The Eagles are good when Minshew comes in this game and whoops everybody. I think regardless, Hurts is still a great quarterback, but the team is amazing, and I think Minshew goes off.
Yeah, I could see that, but how did you find out that Jalen Hurts was out, Trey?
Because you told me. You're like, hey, I don't want to upset you or anything, but I just found out, like I'm reading it right now, Jalen Hurts is out.
I don't think I was like, I think I was being sarcastic when I was like, I don't want to upset you. I was talking smack, bro. Yeah, good stuff. Listen, look, I got a lot of things going on here. I got Ingram popped in, already got me some points, got me a little higher on the projections. Projections don't mean squat to me, honestly, but I think Marquise Goodwin popping in at number two is going to, you know, make some magic happen. Fournette, I got Godwin, I got Brady on Sunday Night Football, and you're done at that point. So you may have the victory, but Christmas is going to come early for me because I'm going to come back. Brady, my number one pick in this super flex league, has helped me get to number one, first place, buddy. And it's just sad because I really enjoy playing fantasy football with you. It's sad that it's come down to you and me, buddy, but it seems like this happens every year.
Well, check it out. This is what I got to say to that. The highest over-under on the week, Eagles-Dallas game. I have Miles Sanders, Gardner Minshew, Devonta Smith. We're going in, we're going off, and we're going to have such a high lead, 150 points, that Brady won't even have a chance to come back. He lost that to Kirk Cousins last week on the best comeback, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. All right. I guess we're going to see what happens, guys. We're going to see what happens in the Bandy Bowl semifinal showdown. I love it. Trey, I'm excited. I can't wait. I'll be sad to see you go, though.
Yeah, I'll keep my ring clean, please.
Great stuff. Great stuff. But let's, Tommy's got a question for us. Browns or Rams D, Trey?
Man, I like the Browns. And I can't even think off the top of my head who the Rams are playing yet. We got that far down there, but
the Rams?
The Broncos. Yeah, I understand why you like the Rams. I just think the Browns, that, like, it's so hard. The Rams are just, I feel like the whole team has given up. They're just trying to get through the end of the year. And I just don't see them putting forth the extra effort where I think the Browns are really trying to prove something. So I would lean the Browns.
Yeah. I think Russell Wilson will be in. He can run around a little bit. Now, if it was Brett Rypien, I would go Rams because I think they would just be all over him. But I have to agree with you. I think Browns is the call here, Trey.
And isn't Aaron Donald out?
Oh, yeah. He's out. He's been out. But Leonard Floyd's over there cleaning house a little bit. I like it. Thanks for the question, Tommy. But we need to move on to the next game, Trey.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This week, we've got the Texans versus the Titans.
Over-under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Titans winning by 7. You know, I went back and forth, man. I'm really worried about this game, but I know how Derrick Henry does, who I'm starting this week in the Banning Bowl against the Texans. And, you know, without Tannehill, it's going to be tough, but I think they pull it off.
Yeah. I got the Titans taking the win here, too. I mean, it's kind of hard not to pick whoever the Texans are playing, right?
Right.
Let's see. Damien has a question for us, Trey. Need a RB1 and an RB2 as well as a flex. I have Mixon, Connor, Dobbins, Pacheco, Swift. This is a non-PPR league.
Oof. So for me, I think it comes down between I would honestly eliminate Swift from that group. I would start all the other ones over Swift. And then to me, I think Connor's at the top of my list because that team, Arizona just needs him to run the ball, man, because they don't have nothing else. Their quarterback's gone. I mean, they need him on that team. And then J.K. Dobbins, I think, would probably be my next one. So I would go James Connor and J.K. Dobbins, honestly. Pacheco is close for me. You know, the mix and matchup with the Patriots is what scares me a little bit on that. But Pacheco gets a lot of work on the ground. PPR doesn't really consider with Pacheco, so I do like Pacheco. But Connor and J.K. Dobbins, I think, is who I would roll with.
Yeah, I like Pacheco and Dobbins out of these. I do like Swift also as a start here and Mixon, but I think if I had to pick two, I'm going to go Dobbins RB1 and Pacheco RB2. Oh, wait, and need RB1 and RB2 as well as a flex. So one more. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so I would do Connor, Dobbins, and Pacheco is what I would go.
Okay. And I go Dobbins, Pacheco, and Swift here. Yeah, I like it, guys. Damien, I got you on the list for the Manscaped Performance Package. Got you on the list, buddy. At the end of the show, we're spinning the wheel of destiny here. And if you comment on this video, if you're subscribed to the channel, we're going to make things happen for you. We're going to send it your way. So go ahead and put a comment down. If you're watching, jump over to YouTube, like the video, do all that good stuff, and we're going to help you out. And Roop has a question for us. Pick two, Fields versus the Bills, Prescott versus the Eagles, which is also my defense, or Herbert versus Indy. Indy, who just gave up 400 yards and 4 touchdowns to Kirk Cousins.
The Herbert thing is a trap. The only reason Kirk Cousins got 400 yards and 4 touchdowns because they were down and they were coming back. I don't think that's how that game's going to go. I think it's going to be pretty back and forth, simple, kind of low scoring game. So I would eliminate Herbert immediately. Prescott and Fields both, I think, have great games. But here's the deal. The Chicago Bears literally have no wide receivers. I mean, everybody's injured out there. So I really like Fields to just run all over the place, and that's what he does. So I would lean Fields over Prescott.
You got one more. So you're going to take Fields and who else?
Oh, pick two.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, Fields Prescott. And Prescott. Yeah, yeah. I would eliminate Herbert out of the two of those. But I like Fields over Prescott, and then I would eliminate Herbert, and I would start Fields and Prescott.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm gonna go Fields and Prescott too. I'm having a problem figuring out my quarterback situation, and Fields is in that conversation, Trey. But Austin's got another question for us. Full PPR, Pittman, Johnson, Fournette, Walker, pick two.
So normally I would probably lean Walker. But, you know, with Kansas City being the matchup, they're going to be throwing the ball a lot. I don't know how – I know the Seahawks like to run the ball, but I just don't know how much they're going to be able to run on Kansas City. I definitely like Fournette, I think, is guaranteed on that list. And then to me, it would really be between Johnson and Walker. I would probably lean Walker, but it's tough there for me. But definitely Fournette.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fournette and Walker. Kenneth Walker, I think, you know, you have to start this guy. He's been too good. I know he's had a rough game or two, but we know what he can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go Fournette and Walker. Johnson, I just feel like he could lay a goose egg and nobody would be surprised. Pittman, and like you said, Pittman with Nick Foles, maybe that looks good. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows?
Are you going to risk your playoffs on it? I'm not.
Right. Austin says, thanks anytime, buddy. And we got you on the list for the performance package, so stick around, buddy. Tommy's got one for us. Full PPR, I need a wide receiver and flex. DJ Moore, Devonta Smith, Deion Jackson, Isaiah Pacheco, or Uncle Lenny, Trey?
Yeah, so for me, this is Devonta Smith and Isaiah Pacheco, and it's pretty easy for me. I like Devonta Smith. Even with Minshew Mania over there, I feel like they're going to throw the ball more. They're going to have to. Minshew can't run like Hurts can. And Devonta is getting a lot of targets, so he's going to be the reception a lot of those. And Isaiah Pacheco, I like him over Lenny just because I think if Kansas City takes that game away, Pacheco is just going to be getting the ball to run out the clock. So I like Pacheco.
Yeah, I love DJ Moore as a start this week against the Lions D. I think DJ Moore goes off. And also, I think I'll go Pacheco just because, you know, it's tough. It's tough, but I think I'm going to go Pacheco. I think he gets more points this week. oh, what up with it? Mike White, dude, 69. I think that's Antonio says, what up? Sir Mix-a-Lot says, 420 crew. Sung Yu, 420 crew here. Theo, 420 crew.
What up?
420 crew in the house. They're all over the place. Marty, oh, man. Oh, there's my boy, Huss, 420 crew. Huss. All right. Trey, I'm going to need you to fill up some
All right, guys. We appreciate all the love from the 420 crew, guys. Make sure you're subscribed. We're putting your names on the wheel right now to win the Manscaped Performance Package. Thank you so much for coming over and blowing this video up. Make sure y'all hit the like button, hit the notification bell so y'all can come back and listen to us bullshit some more. But yeah, let me know if y'all got any start and sit questions or anything like that, and we will hook you up in the comments down below.
Yes, sir. Perfect timing, Trey. Very good. Filling in the blanks there. Mr. Bakes-a-Lot and Sir Bongs-a-Lot. Are they cousins, you think? Heck yeah, guys. Appreciate you guys popping in, Huss. Thanks for bringing the fellas with you. Got to all your names on the list for the Manscaped giveaway. So stick around to the end, guys. Somebody's going to be taking that $130 thing in. David says subbed up. I think he's 420 crew too. So
he is.
Dang, bro, what's up? Huss must have made it. Told him to come check us out, huh?
Yeah.
Tommy says, "How about Eagles or Browns D?"
Man, you know, with the Eagles against Dak, I know that sounds like a great matchup, but the Cowboys have really looked great on offense, and I feel like they're going to run a lot of this offense through Zeke and Tony Pollard. And I know the Eagles have the number one passing defense, but you know, those running backs are hard, man. And the Saints are, I really don't have nobody, man. And so I lean on the Browns defense over the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But we got a game to get to, Trey.
No doubt.
Texans versus the Titans. Let's get to some Texans starts. I think Chris Moore might be an all right start here. Don't expect any like crazy magic or anything, but I could see Chris Moore getting you some points. Royce Freeman in a deep League Flex maybe could do something for you there. And I don't know what's up with Brandon Cooks. He seems to have given up. So really, that's all I got for Texans, Trey.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Well, let's go to the Titans then. Tannehill is out, so it's going to be Derrick Henry time. Trey, I know you loving that, because if Derrick Henry goes off and beats me, I mean, that's my dude. It's always been my dude, and you know it. So I will be hurt physically and emotionally, just so you know. Treylon Burks, if he plays, I think, you know, he's somebody to throw in there. And then Chigo Conquo is a decent stream option at tight end, Trey.
Yeah, I agree completely. I know Burks might take a couple targets from him, but I like Burks and Malik, that connection. You know, I've already, you know, personally heard about their connection. Those guys really link up, and I think Burks is a great start this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But let's go ahead and pop over to the next game, Trey. This week, we've got the Bengals versus the Patriots.
Over-under for this game is 39.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals winning by 4. Give me Joe Burrow to continue his streak of domination. I take the Bengals in this one.
Yeah, I got the Bengals also taking the win here. It's the Bengals, bro. They've been on fire. How can you not, Trey?
No doubt, no doubt. Jumping into my Bengals starts real quick. We got Joe Burrow coming off. You got to put dude in. I mean, he's a monster. He's a menace. He's a superstar. Beautiful man that he is. Joe Burrow, got to start him up. Jamar Chase, start that dude up. T. Higgins, you got to start that man up. And Joe Mixon, I know the Patriots are pretty good against the run, but I think he gets enough points that he's start worthy. But I'm not starting Boyd or P. Ryan in this matchup. You know, P. Ryan, you know, could crazily get a touchdown out of nowhere, but just not something I want to bank my playoffs on.
Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah, Bengals, baby. Let's go. We got a quick question here. Sharon says, need two wide receivers from Thielen, Metcalf, Watson, DJ Moore, or Jahan Dotson, Trey?
So with Tyler Lockett out of the game, DK Metcalf is a must start on your list. And then to me, I would go DJ Moore just because of the matchup. I like Jahan Dotson a lot. But DJ Moore is going to get more targets and probably better targets against the Lions defense. So I would go Metcalf and DJ Moore.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know, you never know. You don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the guys. I love Jahan Dotson. I think he is magic, but I could also see him not doing well, you know. And Rihanna says, my boys. I'm sorry. Rihanna says, my boys. Latavius Murray or Zach Moss, Trey?
Yeah, so for me, I lean Latavius Murray, and I know, you know, Moss kind of is taking that Jonathan Taylor role. We hope he got the most snaps, you know, over Deion Jackson, but that doesn't mean that's going to continue. Who knows what that looks like in that backfield? We know Latavius Murray has the job, so I lean Latavius Murray against a Rams defense who's given up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Murray too. Last week he did really well. Zach Moss, he did okay. He got over 20 targets, which I love. We love to see that. But it's the Colts. It's the Broncos. They're both really, really crappy offenses. But we know they're both going to run the ball. I'm going to go Murray here also. Thank you for the question, Ree. Appreciate it so much. Guys, don't forget to like the video. Subscribe to the channel. We're giving away Manscaped Performance Package at the end of this video. I can't wait, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping into my Patriots starts, Ramondre Stevenson is the only Patriot you're going to start in the playoffs. If you start anybody else, you probably lost your week.
Yeah, you were sweating on some Ramondre last week, weren't you, Trey?
I was, man, and it didn't look like he was going to do much in the first half, and then out of nowhere he went crazy. And that final play, I really thought if he held onto that ball, I would have lost my week, but he decided to turn around, throw it behind him, whatever. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be able to make it, too. Tommy says, I win yet? Uh-oh. Tommy Dunn said the word, man. He said, I win. I'm nervous now. Every giveaway we've ever done, the first person to say, I win. And he gave somebody ample time to throw it out there, just for the record.
That's true. You did.
He didn't throw it right in. So, Tommy, you might be walking home with another performance package. Who knows, buddy? Who knows? But let's go ahead and skip to the next game, Trey. This week, we got the Giants versus the Vikings.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas has the Vikings winning by 4. I don't know how anyone could pick the Giants after that comeback game the Vikings did, but maybe, you know, you're like, well, the Colts put up 33 points against them. They just couldn't hold the comeback. Maybe the Giants can do that. I just like the Vikings to win here, man. I mean, they're on a hot streak, and it's a lot of atmosphere going on over there. I like the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the Vikings too. The Giants started hot, but it seems to have died down. I like the Vikings, but let's go to the starts. Sir Bong's alive. What's up, buddy? He's still up there, just so you know. Giants starts, fire up Saquon, obviously. I like Isaiah Hodgins as a start here. And I like Darius Slayton. I know he's had a few bad weeks, but I think he bounces back this week against the Vikings. Everybody scores on the Vikings. I think Darius Slayton has an okay game. And that's all I got for the Giants, Trey.
No doubt. And Daniel Jones in two quarterback leagues, you know, obviously he's been consistent enough. You can put him out there.
Yeah. I agree. We've been telling people to start Daniel Jones. They did it. And it didn't work. And then you had to worry about him last week, Trey.
I was worried, though. That's the facts. You know, I was really sweating it because I was like, man, I like Daniel Jones and I think he does good. And he just, what was it, 2 points shy of beating me?
Yeah, it was scary. It was scary. I was watching. But let's go to some Viking starts, Trey. Let's see. I like Kirk Cousins as a start. And I like KJ Osborne as a start, but I don't like Adam Thielen as a start in this matchup, Trey. And of course you're going to start TJ Hawkinson. I think he's need to start him up every week. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think KJ Osborne is kind of pushing Thielen out on his target. I mean, KJ Osborne had 16 targets last week, and I know that was game script a little bit, but if they're going to him when they're down, you know, why wouldn't they go to him when they're up? So I like KJ Osborne over Thielen a lot.
That's all I got, buddy. That's all I got for that one, guys. I'm going to remind you yet again, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and comment in this live video. We're going to put your name on the list, and we're going to give somebody a $130 Manscaped package at the end of this video. Sir Bong's a lot. I saw you sharing that over there for us, buddy, and we appreciate that so much. But let's go ahead and pop over to the next game, Trey. We've got the Bills versus the Bears, and that is our Manscaped game of the week, Trey.
Yeah, so guys, Manscaped, we've talked about them before. I'm sure if you've watched this, you know, at the end of this video, we are giving away a performance package. In this performance package, you will get the Lawnmower 4.0. This thing is a beautiful trimmer. I mean, it cleans you up, doesn't cut you. It's waterproof. It's got an LED light, so you can use it in the shower. You can use it for all areas. It comes with an ear and nose hair trimmer that works beautifully. You get the Man Shed, the travel pack. I've taken this thing to Florida. I've taken it to New Mexico. I've taken it to North Dakota. I mean, this Man Shed goes all over the place with me. Fits everything perfectly, all your other little things too that you need to bring along with you. Get you some Manscaped, guys.
Absolutely, Trey. And if you don't end up being the lucky winner of the Manscaped package at the end of the video, guys, you can use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping. Guys, let's get a word from Bandy Claws before we continue. It's never too early to play holiday music. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then, add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Now Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Holy crap, that's a good deal. We'll see you there. Oh. Holy crap, you heard Santa. Bandy Claws over there, guys. Go to Manscaped, get you some good stuff. Song You likes that one, giving us the laughs. Yeah, heck yeah, buddy. Yeah. Manscaped, guys, check it out. But let's get to the game, Trey. We got the Bills versus the Bears.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by 9. I like the Bills to get the dub here. I mean, like I've said repetitively on this show, the Bears have no wide receivers left. Justin Fields is going to be running for his life. The Bills get the dub.
Yeah, Bills get the dub. Bears, they've been fun to watch, and that's why they are continuously on our game of the week. They're really fun to watch, but I have to go the Bills here.
Jumping into my Bills starts, obviously Josh Allen. Diggs has been down, but if you have him, you probably have to start him. And I know it's tough because you don't want to lose your playoffs because you started Stephon Diggs, but hopefully he gets a comeback game. I mean, you drafted this dude early. You got to put him out there. I don't know what to do about Gabriel Davis, but I'm not starting him. I mean, he started getting more targets last week, but it's just too volatile for me. Dawson Knox, you got to start this dude up. He's finally got his role established. He's going to do great. I think that James Cook is flexible. Isaiah McKenzie is a desperation flex, but I like him in this matchup. And then Devin Singletary, you know, he's flexible, but it's scary. And sit Cole Beasley.
Yeah, Ree, sit Cole Beasley. Ree says, best commercial ever. Roop says, I recently manscaped with my POS cutters. Ended up cutting myself. It's time I get manscaped. I'm feeling a win today. Yeah, yes, sir, Roop. Song Yu says, I wouldn't start Knox due to the weather, but that's just me.
I just like for them looking for him in the red zone, man. I like Knox a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he was all over the place last week, and there was snow on the ground. So, but I hear you.
Speaking of that, let's just talk real quick about them pausing the game over the snowballs. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Over throwing snowballs, and then the ref come over the intercom and was like, if any snowballs are thrown, we're going to give a 15-yard penalty to the Bills. And I was like, man, that's crazy.
I didn't even know they could do that, dude.
I think it was a bluff, to be honest. You know, people threw more snowballs after that, and they didn't
do anything. And you knew it was going to happen, right? You know they're drunk, and you knew somebody else was going to be like, oh, yeah? Or or what if it was the other people's fans throwing?
Throw them. We need a penalty.
Yeah.
12th man, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's jump to my Bears starts. I'm starting Justin Fields. I think he runs all over the place. David Montgomery, you have to start him. But Herbert is back, so, you know, limit your expectations on Montgomery. I think Herbert is actually flexible in his first game back, just with all these wide receivers being out. If they weren't all out, I would lean away from Herbert. But because they have so many injuries, I think Herbert is flexible. And Kmet should have a better game with, you know, St. Brown out and Claypool doubtful. So I like Kmet in this matchup.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it, Trey. Let's see. Sir Bongslot says, don't matter. Bears shutting everyone down.
Ooh, big call.
You know they can run. They can run on the Bills, which brings me to a question, Trey, since we're at it. Tom Brady or Justin Fields, who would you start?
You're going to ask for this.
Yep.
All right. Well, I would start Justin Fields.
Yeah.
And I've told you before that in your league, I would start Tom Brady because that was your first draft pick overall. And are you really going to bench your first draft pick for Justin Fields? I mean, but that's what I would do.
Are you telling me this because you just, you know me? Or are you telling me this because you don't want to go against Justin Fields and his huge floor?
Nobody knows.
Well, maybe somebody out there really needs to know, Trey. Is that what you really believe?
Yeah, I would start Justin Fields over Tom Brady.
Fair enough. And Damien's got a question for us. This is a dynasty league. I need a RB1 and RB2, wide receiver 2 and wide receiver 3. My wide receiver 1 is Tyreek as well. Need 2 flex spots. Have Kamara, Cook, Pollard, Harris, Pacheco, Sutton, Devonta Smith, Gabe Davis, Olave, and Lazard.
Okay, so I'm looking here, and I'm seeing that we need 2 running backs, If that's Dalvin Cook, that's at the top of my list. If it's James Cook, I don't know. But I like Pollard here as well, and Pacheco. Let's see. I would go for my wide receivers. I would go Devonta Smith and Gabe Davis or Lazard is hard. I'm not starting Sutton. I don't care if Wilson's back or what. So I'm definitely going Devonta Smith, and I would probably say Lazard in my opinion. Gabe Davis is too volatile. And then for my running backs and my flexes, I would go Pollard, Pacheco, Cook, and Kamara.
I would just agree with you, Trey. That's a lot to sort out, buddy. Great job. Great job. Sir Bongzalot says, bear down, bear down. And Damien says, thank you guys again. Of course, Damien, of course. And guys, you're on the list there for the Manscaped giveaway. John Perkins, what's up, guys? Did I win? Not yet, but you're on the list, John Perkins. Thank you for coming, buddy. We got you on the list for the
Manscaped. Later.
Yes, sir. And Tommy says it's -3 here in Chicago. Tomorrow is going to freezing. I don't feel good about Diggs, but the man is a beast.
Yeah, man, I don't feel good about him either. But if I drafted him, like, I can't bench Diggs and then lose because I didn't start Diggs. That just would hurt my soul too much.
Yeah, no way. I'm not starting Diggs. Yeah, I'm with you. It's also it's like 8 degrees here in Arkansas, by the way, and it was -3 this morning, Tommy. Just so you know, so it's cold down a little bit too, buddy. Damien's got one more, and lastly, Waller or Goddard, non PPR.
I think Goddard has the higher touchdown upside, so I would lean Goddard.
Yep, I'm going Goddard. Also, I like it. With Minshew, him and Minshew got a little bit of a connection last time, so I like it. Guys, we got a lot of people watching right now, guys. So don't forget to leave us a comment so we can put you on the list for the Manscaped Performance Package giveaway valued at $130 that we're giving away here pretty soon. We're working our way down the list, and we only got a few games left. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Commanders versus the 49ers.
Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Niners winning by 7. This is a big matchup for me, man. I think this is all defense. I mean, it's tough to start people in this matchup. It scares me, but I know you're going to have to. But both defenses are pretty monstrous. But give me the Niners to take the dub.
Yeah, Niners taking the win. They are the scariest team, I believe, in the NFL. I know the Eagles are doing big things, but the Niners are horrifying to me, Trey. They are just a scary team. But let's roll with some Commander starts here. Like you said, I agree with you. I think it'd be very defensive here. But I'm going to start Brian Robinson. I know, you know, I don't think he's going to do amazing, but I think he'll get you enough to get you where you need to be. And I'm gonna go ahead and keep Scary Terry, and I'm going to start Jahan Dotson also. But I'm sitting Curtis Samuel, and I think I'm sitting Antonio Gibson, Trey.
Yeah, I agree with that. Curtis Samuel, you know, it just—I mean, he's getting a couple rushes a game, and that's about it. So I like him as a sit.
Mm-hmm. Song Yu says, "Bang bang," and Hustler Huss says, "You guys gonna get into the NFL playoff leagues? I'm hosting $33 or $55 buy-in."
Let me see if I win this Yahoo League, and I'll think about it there, Huss.
Yeah, send me some info over, buddy. I mean, yeah, I want to keep it going. I want to keep this thing rolling. So send me some info. I got you. Yeah, let's roll some 49ers starts. I like Brock Purdy starting in this game. I mean, generally in your two quarterback leagues. Obviously, you probably, if you're in a one quarterback league, you probably got a guy and you should stick with him. And I think George Kittle has turned into a must start again, Trey. Brock Purdy loves him some Kittle, man, and I like it. I'm worried about Ayuk, though. I'm worried about Ayuk. I mean, if you got to start him, I get it, but Brock and him don't seem to have a connection, Trey.
Yeah, man, it's been a little rough, but, you know, like I said, if you got Ayuk, you probably don't have nobody better to start over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right. But that's it. That's all I got, Trey. You anything else there?
That's it on the Manders Niners.
All right, well, let's go to the next game, Trey. We've got the Eagles versus the Cowboys in Trey's favorite matchup of the week.
All right, the over-under for this game is 51 points. Vegas has the Cowboys winning by one. Give me the Eagles to take the dub on this game. Minshew Mania coming in, throwing for 5 touchdowns. Let's go.
You hope. You hope. Minshew coming in, I think the Eagles still take the W here. I agree.
Let's go. Let's go. Jumping into my Eagles starts. I'm starting Gardner Minshew in 2 quarterback leagues. A.J. Brown, you got to start this dude up. Devonta Smith, I think he's worth the start. Goddard is worth the start. And I know Sanders had a down week. I'm not saying he comes back and goes crazy, but he's going to do better than he did last week. And he's got a 40-point ceiling, so you got to start this dude.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you.
My Cowboys starts. I'm starting Dak. I'm starting Zeke. And I'm starting Tony Pollard. CeeDee Lamb, you got to start this dude. But I'm sitting Dalton Schultz. I'm looking elsewhere, man. I just think the defense is too much for him to be able to handle. And Noah Brown has 15 targets over 2 games. He's a desperation flex against the number one pass defense. But if you got him, you might need to flex him. I think you'll be all right. He'll get the volume that you're looking for. But Zeke and Tony Pollard are going to be really big in this game, I think.
I like it. I like Pollard to do good, too, in this game, Trey. I agree. Let's see. Tommy says, rest in peace to Franco Harris and to Ronnie Hillman. Yeah, absolutely. Franco Harris, the Immaculate Reception. They were just talking about the anniversary of it, too, and then this happens. It's so weird. Possibly one of the greatest, you know, moments in NFL history. I mean, you can't hear his name without thinking about it, or think about it without thinking his name. So rest in peace to these guys, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt.
But let's go ahead and keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling. Go to the next game, Trey. I got the Raiders versus the Steelers.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Steelers winning by 2.5. And I like the Steelers to take the dub here.
Yeah, you do. I like the Raiders actually to win this game, Trey. I think the Raiders take it.
Yeah, Steelers? Man, I just think the Steelers, you know, their defense has been stepping up a little bit. And Derek Carr, man, and the boys, they just, they even though they won that game last week, it still looked like they just weren't doing it for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they need just a little more time together as a team, as a unit to do it. So I don't know. Sir Bongsla says Steelers definitely going to be so hyped. I guess he's good rooting for the Steelers then, right? Well, let's jump to some Raiders starts, Trey. I don't like Derek Carr in this matchup. I know I said the Raiders win, but I don't like him as a fantasy start in this matchup. Start your studs, basically, in this matchup is the word. Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, full PPR, maybe Mac Hollins thrown in there, but I just don't think Derek Carr is going to do it for you, Trey.
Yeah, I know. I got to roll with Minshew.
But let's go get some Steelers starts, Trey. Start Najee Harris. Friermuth laid a dud last week, but tight ends, it's a rough out there in them tight end streets. Go ahead and throw Friermuth back in there. And Dante Johnson, I guess we're starting Dante Johnson now.
Yeah, it's scary, but he's been doing it.
I mean, he's questionable. I think he's definitely going to play, but if he doesn't play, I guess Pickens thrown out there. But if Deontay's in there, I don't like both of these guys. I don't want to give too much work to both of these wide receivers, you know?
No doubt.
Flying through them, Trey. Let's go to the next one. We got to get to the Manscaped Performance Package giveaway that we're about to give away here in just a couple more games. Comment on the video, like the video, subscribe to our channel, guys, and you could win a $130 performance package. Let's keep it rolling. Next game, we got the Packers versus the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Dolphins winning by 4. I like the Dolphins to beat the Packers in this matchup. I think the Dolphins just want it more. Aaron Rodgers is getting pushed out, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I actually got the Packers winning this game, Trey. I think Aaron Jones goes off and just does big things to you.
Mr. And Questionable?
He's not questionable anymore. He's marked healthy, just so you know. Just so you know, buddy. So be prepared. Packers take the W. Real quick, sorry, buddy, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Mr. Bakes-a-Lot, Sir Bongs-a-Lot's cousin, has a question. Would you start Geno over Carr this week?
I would, and it actually has to do with the matchup. You know, quarterbacks that go against Mahomes tend to have better games because they have to. The high offense that goes on in those matchups bring it out in opposing quarterbacks, and then Geno Smith's already had a decent year. I think he's a great start this week.
Yeah, I'm going Geno over Carr also. I agree with you, Trey. Another one, Goddard over Freiermuth in full PPR.
Man, it's scary, but, you know, Freiermuth put up the same amount of points as Goddard did last week, and Goddard was on the bench. So start Goddard. I think him and Minshew have a connection worth getting fantasy value.
And Roop says, Geno over Carr, faux show. What do you got, Trey?
Jumping into my Packers starts, Aaron Rodgers in a two-quarterback league, you can start him. Aaron Jones, his knee was limited on Thursday. Sounds like he's good to go. Just monitor that, you know, because A.J. Dillon might come in and take some work, who I also think is worth the flex. And Christian Watson, I think you can start this dude up. It's scary every time you watch a game with Aaron Rodgers and Christian Watson and you have him, but he tends to put up enough points to make you happy.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Keep it moving.
Jumping to my Dolphins starts, obviously Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua in two quarterback leagues for sure. Jeff Wilson was limited. Even if he plays, I would rather flex Mostert because Jeff is still recovering from the hip injury. I just think that after the week that Mostert had, I think that if Jeff plays, he's going to be on a snap count and Mostert gets most of the work.
Yeah, Mostert of the work. Yeah, I like it. Mostert was going ham last week, Trey. It was amazing watching Mostert go off. I know in our league, somebody sat him, Antonio, I believe.
Lost, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Antonio sat him, I think. But
tough
I
could, call.
Yeah, it was. It absolutely was. But that's it for the Packers and Dolphins. We got a little new segment here, Trey, that we're going to bust out for you guys. We've been doing a little betting lately, and why don't we go ahead and get to some pre-game prep rally. Yes, sir. Pre-game pep rally. New thing we're doing over here, pre-game pep rally. We're going to do a couple bets with some good odds. I'm going to go ahead and go first, and I'm going over to the Lions versus the Panthers game. I'm going to take Josh Reynolds, anytime touchdown, plus 400, Trey.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I think anytime Josh Reynolds could pop in there against that Panthers D and get him a touchdown, and I like the plus 400 odds.
Yeah, my first prop I got this week is Jahan Dotson over receiving yard, getting a receiving touchdown. It's at plus 450 odds, so it's basically 4.5 to 1. I know they're playing the Niners, but Jahan Dotson, man, they look to this dude in those deep long passes. I think he's almost guaranteed to get a touchdown in this game.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And I'm going to hop over to the Chiefs versus the Seahawks, Trey. This is insane. Jerick McKinnon over 0.5 receiving touchdowns plus 420. That worked out good. 420
hey,
crew.
There you go. 420 crew in the house. Jerick McKinnon said, what's up?
Yeah. I mean, that's great odds, don't you think? Jerick McKinnon?
Yeah, for sure. For
0.5?
Sure. I mean, that's all he does is catch the ball. So I think that's great odds. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking it.
My last prop I got this week is Tony Pollard over a half touchdown. It's plus 575. So it's like almost 6-to-1 odds on Tony Pollard getting a touchdown. I think a receiving touchdown, that is. I think that happens. I mean, this game with the Eagles and the Cowboys, I think Dak's going to have to check down. And Tony Pollard's going to be there. And he might run for 60 yards as long as, you know, it checks down to him. That's a receiving touchdown. So I like that a lot. And if you parlay the Jahan Dotson and the Tony Pollard together, you get plus 3,600 odds, which I'm running with right now. Think about it.
Ooh, I like that, Trey. That's a good one. And just a bonus one I thought I'd throw out there. Long shot, like a definite long shot. Royce Freeman, Titans versus the Texans game. Royce Freeman, receiving touchdown, plus 1750, Trey.
No doubt. That's not bad. That's not bad.
I could see it happening, too.
It's worth a little 10 spot.
Yeah, throw a little $5 in there. You get like you get a bunch of money. You know what I mean? Like, what do you got to lose besides $5?
There you go.
Yeah, pre-game prep rally, guy. Prop rally, killing it over there, guys. Good big things going on over there. Check it out, guy. Got good odds. But let's go ahead and pop to the next game, Trey. Keep it rolling. We got the Broncos versus the Rams.
Over under for this game is 35.5 points. Vegas has the Broncos winning by 1.5. Give me Baker Mayfield to get his second win as a Ram.
No, I got the Broncos winning. Baker looked like Baker again last week, and I think he's going to continue to look like Baker. It was a fluke. It was a fluke when he's got the playbook, the full playbook at his, got the whole playbook to use. He just can't do it, man. But you know what it is? The problem with Baker Mayfield, I think, this dude is always second triple guessing himself, Trey. How many times do you see Baker Mayfield sit back? He's like, oh no, that ain't it. Just go off your instincts, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Scares me.
Only he had Cooper Kupp out there to just catch every ball.
And Rube says Baker and the Rams. He loves him some Baker over there. Big OU fan, I guess. But let's get some Broncos starts here. Guys, we're almost there. We got a couple more games, guys. Go ahead and get your comments in. Get on the list for our performance package that we are giving away at the end of this video. We're drawing for it. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Got to be a subscriber to win, guys. So just throwing that out there. But Broncos starts here. You got to throw Latavius Murray in there. After last week, I really think Latavius Murray has an okay game again. They see they can, you know, rely on him a little bit. And, you know, I think it's a good call. Jerry Jeudy, he seems to be the only really healthy option over there. I like him as a flex. I mean, maybe wide receiver 2 in a deep league. And I'm starting Greg Dulcich. I know it hasn't been beautiful or pretty, but Greg Dulcich, as far as tight ends go, you know, don't expect anything too crazy, but I'm going to throw Greg Dulcich in there, Trey.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Dulcich, but I understand the start. I mean, tight ends are so tough, man. Most tight ends are getting you 4 points anyway, so it really doesn't matter who you start. Just hope they have a high ceiling and go for it.
Yeah, like Evan Engram, right, Trey?
Yeah, he did all right.
Let's go to some Rams starts. I'm going to start Cam Akers. Van Jefferson, I like a start. Seems like him and Baker, got a little something going on. And Tyler Higbee is back in the start column. I like to see that. Tyler Higbee, he's been so up and down all year. But I like him as a start in this matchup. And Baker, I cannot start you with any confidence. I would go Sam Darnold over Baker. I'd go Russell Wilson over Baker. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I agree completely. And I love that we keep referring to Sam Darnold as somebody we'd start over all these guys. Obviously, Sam Darnold's high on our list.
I would start Baker Mayfield over Zach Wilson.
I agree completely.
Bro, Zach Wilson last night, dude. Ugh.
Dude, the fans are just booing him out of the stadium. I mean,
oh, God. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Mike White.
I mean, Flacco even. Give me some Flacco, man. Yeah. I was hoping Flacco was going to come in there, not the what's his name? Yeah, that guy. Roop says, as much as I love him, I wouldn't start Baker. Well, that's coming from a Baker fan, too, so that says something. We got two more games to get to, and then we're giving away the performance package. I know you're probably tired of hearing me say it, but I want to put more names on this list to draw for the performance package. It's Christmas, guys. We want to give. It's the season of giving, and we would want to give it to you. But let's go to the next game, Trey. We got the Buccaneers versus the Cardinals. What's up?
Before we do that, just want to say, for all you people out there watching right now, if you are, you know, it's Christmas time, we're getting close. If you're at your family's with your family, tell your family, hop over on YouTube. Subscribe to this channel, comment down below, put them on the list. That's just one more opportunity for you to win. If you've got multiple YouTube accounts, swap over, log in, subscribe, comment. We'll put you on the list. You'll get multiple options. So do that and you'll get, I mean, somebody's going to win this and I know you want it to be you. So do everything you can to get it.
Good call, Trey. Great call, man. Extra YouTube accounts. I didn't even think about that. Pop it in there. All you got to do is say hi. I'm going to say, okay, boom, you're in there.
Just make sure you're subscribed.
Yep, just make sure you're subscribed and like the video. Good idea, Trey. Let's go to the next game, Trey. We got the Buccaneers versus the Cardinals.
Sunday night football. Over-under for this game is 41 points. Vegas has the Bucs winning by 3.5. I also like the Bucs to win this game. You know, with the quarterbacks the way they are and Kyler Murray out of this game, I think the Bucs take the dub here.
Yep. I think the Bucs take the dub too. I'm with you. We got a question before we keep it rolling, Trey. TS says, Waller or Freiermuth, Murray or Mostert, PPR. I got a couple names to put in.
Okay, so Waller or Freiermuth, man, I'm hating on Freiermuth right now. That goose egg really hurt me. I think Waller guarantees not to get a goose egg this week, so I would lean Waller. And then Murray or Mostert with Jeff Wilson, you know, been practicing a little bit. I think Latavius Murray, I lean that way just in case they give Jeff Wilson more work. So I would roll that way.
Murray or Mostert, did you say that one already?
I did.
Oh, sorry.
No, we got a bunch of 420 crew popping in. What is up, everybody? Thank you so much. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We're putting you on the wheel right now. We got the Prodigy. We got Attitude Era Rules. We got Stacking Bricks. We got Silver Screens Breakdowns. Let's go.
Silver Screen Breakdown. That is Huss's other channel, his movie podcast. That's a fun show, guys. If you're not subscribed to Silver Screen Breakdowns, you need to go ahead and go over there and do that already, just so you know.
No doubt.
It's fun. I love watching that. They have a good time, guys. And they do movies that you wouldn't even, that you like forgot existed. Silver Screen Breakdowns, they have a lot of fun. 420 crew popping in, Stacking Bricks, Attitude Era, The Prodigy, Yards After the Catch. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Chris. Yes, sir. I love it.
But we jump in to the Bucs starts. We've got Brady as a start, clearly. Godwin is a start. Mike Evans will get you 10 points. So if you like that sort of thing. Russell Gage, I think, is a desperation flex with Julio Jones out. I'm sitting Cade Otton for guys like Juwan Johnson, Taysom Hill, these kind of higher ceiling guys. Start Fournette. I think you sit Rashad White in this matchup. There's just not going to be enough offense. The Bucs are going to take the game away pretty early, I think. So I don't think White gets enough work to be flexible. What do you think?
Yeah, I love the Brady start here. I think, they started to get things moving a little bit last week. Hopefully they can keep that going. I'm really nervous starting Brady over Justin Fields, but I think that is what I'm going to do. And you may call me crazy, but I like the matchup better. I agree with you about Rashad White. It seems like, you know, Fournette is coming in and like, man, this is my job, bro. This is my job. So I like it.
Jumping into my Cardinal starts. DeAndre Hopkins, not really a high ceiling anymore, but his floor is around 12 points. So I think you can start him. James Conner, I think, is a big start. I mean, this team has to get points by running the ball because they don't have a great quarterback. And I think you sit Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, it's sad. I was really hoping Hollywood Brown was going to come back with, a passion. But I guess, you know, that is because dude's gone. Kyler Murray's gone. So, I mean, it makes sense. Mari says, will Ridley be wide receiver one over Christian Kirk next year in Jacksonville?
You know, it's really hard to decipher all that. I mean, having a whole year off, you know, it depends on how he focused on his fitness. You know, I haven't looked a lot into Calvin Ridley and what he's been doing. I think the team is definitely going to try to make him wide receiver one over Ridley. Will that mean he's better for fantasy? I don't know. But I think Calvin Ridley is going to get great value in drafts if he does somehow go crazy, because people are going to be hesitant to go for that. So I like Calvin Ridley coming up this year a lot.
Yeah, and I think that would do nothing but good stuff for Christian Kirk over there, you know. I think that might, you know, help them draw a little more of the coverage. But I think Ridley steps in and is relevant for sure.
Especially with Trevor Lawrence stepping up.
I wouldn't bet on it. No, I'm just kidding. Because Ridley, bet.
Yeah.
Come on. That was good.
That was good.
Paroli says, would you start Fant or Juwan Johnson over Andrews?
Probably Juwan Johnson. I would definitely start over Andrews, but I would probably start Andrews over Noah Fant, honestly. And I know that's crazy because Fant has kind of been doing better, but Mark Andrews is guaranteed you to get, you know, 6 to 8 points, where Fant has had some 0 weeks, and that scares me in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I would try to start Juwan Johnson over all those guys.
Wow. Mark Andrews, man. My, how the mighty have fallen. Mark Andrews, what happened, buddy? Yikes.
Heard his shoulder, and it's just been downhill ever since.
Well, and Lamar being gone. But that's it. That's all for Sunday Night Football. Let's move on to Monday Night Football in our last game. Guys, it's our last game, so don't forget to put your comment in, subscribe, like, all that good stuff. We're going to be drawing this Manscaped package after this game, baby. Let's move on to the Chargers versus the Colts.
Over under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas has the Chargers winning by 3. Give me Jeff Saturday to get the dub with who was it that they put in quarterback? Not Matt Ryan anymore.
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, baby. Let me get Nick Foles with the dub here.
I think the Chargers win. I mean, they've been on a hot streak, but I couldn't believe they put a 30 burger on the Vikings last week. That was crazy. I mean, I know they didn't hold it, but maybe they're doing, you know, different things over there. I like it. The defense really stepped up, and I like that. But I got the Chargers taking the win either way. Any given Saturday, right?
That's right.
But let's get to some Chargers starts. I like starting Justin Herbert. I like starting Mike Williams. I like starting Keenan Allen. I can't trust any other wide receivers on that team. And Michael Bandy is not owned anywhere, but, you know, I just had to mention the name because it's my boy. It's my boy. What do you think?
I like it. I love how you always get the Chargers starts because I hear Michael Bandy's name every week, and every time I'm like, where's he going with this?
Yeah. Yeah, always somewhere different, buddy. Always somewhere different. Marty says, Hopkins or Slayton, or hit waivers with guys like DeMarcus Robinson and Marquise Goodwin. Jeez.
No, I think you just roll Hopkins here. I mean, I understand he's not had the greatest weeks, but, I mean, his ceiling is higher than all these guys by far.
Yeah, especially full PPR. I mean, Hopkins is going to get the targets, whether McSorley's throwing it to him. But I do like Marquise Goodwin as a start this week, and I'm actually starting him. So,
Would you start him over Hopkins?
Man, that's tough. With McSorley in... Maybe.
It's tough, man.
It is tough.
I think I lean Hopkins.
I think Goodwin does. I think Goodwin gets more points, though, don't you?
Not me, man. I think I'm going Hopkins.
Marty feels me on this one. He says he's worried about McSorley.
Trace Maybe. McSorley. Throw it on a dime. Come on now.
Yeah, by the end of it, he's going to be Trace McSorley. Possibly, because Bucks D is going to tear him up. Big game for Eckler, says Theo. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Eckler has a big game. I mean, you saw the big game Dalvin Cook had against the Colts. So,
Playing Monty over D-Hop. Okay, do it. D-Hop, man, it sucks. That just shows you what a quarterback can do for you. But let's get to some Colts starts. It's a short list, I'll tell you that. I like Zach Moss as a start. Deion Jackson, maybe in a deep league. I wouldn't trust my playoffs on it. Maybe as a deep league flex. And I like starting Pittman Jr. with the, you know, St. Nicholas Foles as the quarterback. I think he looks Pittman's way. I remember him jumping in there, Nick Foles, and not doing very well. Not as well as I hoped he would, but I think he is smart enough to realize that Pittman is the guy.
You know, I wonder if Matt Ryan is the first quarterback to get benched by a coach, get a new coach, get started, and then benched by a new coach in the same season.
Yeah, I really had such high hopes for Matt Ryan coming in this year, Trey. Remember how much we talked about
him. We were hyped on him, man, because we finally got a great team around him and Jonathan Taylor to take, you know, the sacks away from him. Everybody be worried about Jonathan Taylor. And that whole team has just been fluky this year.
Mm-hmm. No lie. Eric popping in. Broncos or Eagles defense. What's y'all opinion, Trey?
I like the Broncos against Baker Mayfield. You know, the Eagles got the Cowboys, and I think the Cowboys are really on a high offensive streak. I lean the Broncos because they've been demolishing teams, and the Rams just, like I said, they've given up. And Baker Mayfield, you know, is probably going to throw at least one pick, and so I'd lean the Broncos for sure.
Yeah, I just picked Broncos defense up. I think Broncos D does really well. We saw what they did to Baker last week. I like Broncos D here too. Perfect timing, Eric. He popped in just in time, dude.
No doubt.
Hopping on the list. Guys, I think it's that time, Trey.
All right, everybody. This is your last chance. If you have not commented yet, make sure you drop your comment on there. We are about to spin the Wheel of Destiny to give away the Manscaped Performance Package, $130 value, the Lawnmower 4.0, the ear and nose hair trimmer, the ball toner. You get the man shed. You get it all coming straight to your house. We'll send it to you all packaged and pretty, ready for Christmas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, it won't come till after Christmas. Don't get me wrong. However, you are going to be shaved up and nicely done. Anybody else got a comment to throw in? Because I think it's time, Trey.
Make sure you shuffle that thing up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me get it. Let me get that. All right, guys. Here we go. Hang on. Let me. You know what? DJ, cut that track. Thank you. Shuffle it up, baby. Shuffle it up. Shuffle it. Trey, do you have a preference on who? I think Huss should totally win this thing, man. Like
somebody from the 420 crew.
it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And Mr. Bakeslaw says, come on, Manscaped. Need to get them balls smooth as eggs. And, oof, eggs. Sir Bongs-a-Lot says, yeah, he's with it. All right, shuffling it up. Are we ready, Trey?
Let's run it.
Here it goes, guys.
Dun, da, 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 da. Who's gonna win it? Oh, my nerves are really getting at me.
Oh God, here we go. Here we go.
Who could it be? Who could it be? Dun, da, 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 da. Wait for it, wait for
it. Oh, Huss! It's gonna be Huss, dude.
Let's go, Hustler 420 crew.
Wow. Congratulations, Huss. Wow. What are the odds? What are the odds, man?
Hey, and you deserve it for blowing up our episode, you know, getting all the 420 crew over here. We really appreciate it. And now you get to look good while you do it.
Yes, sir. Sir Bongs-a-Lot says rigged. Huss likes that one. LOL. Theo says LOL. Sir Bongs-a-Lot says just kidding, Huss. Song Yu says LFG. Huss says I never win giveaways. Well, you just did. Paroli says hell yeah. You know what, Trey? It's Christmas. It's Christmas, man. We need to give away something else. Let me see what else I got over here.
Uh-oh. We're going deep into Santa sack.
Let me reach in. It's Christmas. I mean, what can I do? All right. I don't know if y'all want it, but I got a flag, a fourth and flex flag. You guys, sound out in the comments if you wanted me to spin that wheel again, and you can have a fourth and flex flag.
Got our faces on it.
Yeah. Let me know in the comments. You want me? Should I spin it again?
Spin it.
Real. All right. Screw it.
You can do it.
Let's go again.
All right, guys. Who's going to win our faces on a flag with our beautiful logo to hang up on your wall so you can stare at us every day and do whatever you want with it?
Don't say that. Do whatever you want with it.
Who are we going to get?
Better not go to Huss again, I guess. At least I won't have to pay as much shipping.
Oh.
Paroli. Paroli, roly, roly, get our face. Bakes-a-Lot said, spin it, homie. Here we go. Paroli
getting us on a flag with the Fourth and Flex logo and our beautiful faces to hang up in your house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Congratulations, Huss. I got a little video for you, Huss. Don't leave just yet. I got a little something for you. Let me find. Here we go.
Congratulations. Let's show them what they've won. You are getting the performance package valued at $130. Let's see what you got. You got the Lawnmower 4.0. This baby's awesome. Waterproof design really gets in there. You get the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. You get the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You're also going to get the Weed Whacker Electric Nose and Hair Trimmer. But that's not all. You get a pair of Manscaped Boxer Briefs. And it all goes in this handy Man Shed official Manscaped bag. They save balls. Congratulations. Don't forget, your balls will thank you.
Congratulations, everybody, guys. Thanks, everybody, so much for coming out, man. 420 crew, thank you guys for showing up, man. That means a lot. I mean, good things happen to, you know, we really appreciate it. Paroli, I got Huss. I got your information, man. Just send me your address here. And Paroli, you know, you can either just go on the Facebook group or just hit me up, the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast on Facebook. Send me a message or, you know, 4thandflex@gmail.com. You could go ahead and send me a message on there. Marty says, Merry Christmas. Theo says, congrats to Huss. I promise it wasn't rigged. I'm glad it went to Huss. He brought all the guys out here. Boom. Congrats on 1K, 4th and Flex. When did you guys cross that? Not a little bit ago, Trey.
Yeah, what was it, four or five weeks ago?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we're working our way up. Guys, thank you, everybody who has subscribed to us today. Guys, check it out. Just, you know, we're giving away a Aaron Jones signed jersey soon. So if you want to turn on that notification bell, this bad boy is going to somebody at the beginning of the year. Look at that bad boy, Aaron Jones. This guy right here is going to help me beat Trey in the Bandy Bowl. So this thing might even double in value. Tommy says, great show. Good luck to everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you guys so much for watching. We appreciate you. Trey, you got any final thoughts?
Just that everybody make sure you like this video. You know, we had a blast. We're so glad you came out. Hit the notification bell because y'all want to be here on the next one when we give away that Aaron Jones jersey and all our giveaways. And make sure you check out our Patreon. You're automatically entered to the giveaways whenever you sign up for the Patreon. Several different tiers to help you out for your fantasy leagues. Think about it for next year even. You know, I know the year's coming to an end, so just think about it for next year. And we're here to help you guys, you know, and stick around with us and we'll be here for you.
Yeah, guys, and thank you to Manscaped for giving us those performance packages to give to you. Guys, if you didn't win and you still want a piece of that action, go to manscaped.com and use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Trey, hey, I feel like Santa today, bro.
Ho, 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 what the hell?
Bandy Claws and Trey Claws, we're giving stuff for Christmas. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one, baby.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.